NBC News Radio, I'm Michael Kastner. Brittany Griner is out of Russian custody.
She's safe. She's on a plane. She's on her way home. After months of being unjustly detained in Russia, held under intolerable circumstances.
Speaking at the White House, President Biden said it's a good morning. Biden added this day was a long time coming while admitting that the negotiations were tough. He thanked the United Arab Emirates for helping facilitate the exchange for Griner. She was exchanged for Victor Boot, a Russian arms dealer. The brother of a former Marine still behind bars in Russia is calling for the U.S. government to be more assertive. Paul Whelan's brother David released a statement after it was announced that Griner had been exchanged for the Russian arms dealer. David said he's thrilled Griner is coming home, but he lamented that time is Paul's and our enemy, as their parents are both over 80 years old. There has been a shooting at a D.C. Metro train station this morning. Police say three people have been shot after some sort of altercation. The shooting took place on a train platform. A woman was taken to a hospital with life-threatening injuries. Two teenagers have injuries that aren't considered life-threatening. COVID, flu, and RSV cases are overwhelming the nation's hospitals. More from Mark Mayfield.
Doctors say the flu vaccine is still a good idea, although booster fatigue may be leading to below-average numbers. New numbers from the CDC show flu hospitalizations and deaths are on the rise. The CDC says U.S. hospitals are being stressed with a high number of people with other respiratory illnesses like RSV and COVID. The CDC adds the recent spike was likely fueled by Thanksgiving gatherings and travel. Across the country, hospitalizations for flu are at the highest levels in more than a decade. I'm Mark Mayfield.
There's still no verdict in the Harvey Weinstein Los Angeles sexual assault trial. After 4 days of jury deliberations, the jury deliberated for another 4 hours on Wednesday, and it's scheduled to meet again today. Michael Kastner, NBC News Radio.